August 6th, 2017, Feast of God the Father and His Divine Will, and the Transfiguration. Once again I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am here, as promised. I am God the Father of all ages and all generations. I transcend time and space to be with you once again as a sign of my omnipotence. For all eternity, I have known who would come here to this property, who would believe, who would disbelieve. You hold no petition in your hearts I do not know about. I see your struggles, your joys, and your disappointments. Turn to me with filial devotion and call upon my name. I come to foster your faith. What is governing hearts today is Satan's confusion. The choices between good and evil are no longer clear. This is due to the compromise of truth and the abuse of authority. Sins have been legalized in an attempt to please man of earth. Pleasing me, loving me, is not a consideration. My commandments are ignored. In the world, you have reached a standoff, good against evil, in the arming of nuclear weapons. Good knows the consequences of a prideful show of force unnecessarily. Evil is once again easily influenced by the compromise of truth and the abuse of authority. Therein lies the danger. Pray that evil hearts are enlightened. The enemies of Christianity are numerous in the world. This will be Satan's foothold in forming a global government. He will propose peace and unity while all the while plotting control. Do not be fooled. This is why it is vital that this nation become a sanctuary for all Christians, a place where Christianity is protected by law. My coming to you and speaking to you is not your defense or solution against evil. You must react to all I am saying to you in your hearts. Arm yourselves with prayer and sacrifice. In this way, it will be clearer to you what is good and what is evil, and you can respond according to my divine will. My will for you is always your edification through obedience to my commandments. I wish to describe to you the kingdom of my divine will. It is unlike any kingdom on earth. There are no castles and no defined territory. It is a kingdom that exists only in hearts. The hearts in this mystical kingdom are resigned to living according to my commandments, according to divine and holy love. This is why I create each soul to know me and to love me. Proof of this love is willingness to obey my commandments. I have come to establish in the world the kingdom of my divine will. This kingdom is an alliance between the free will of man and my divine will. These two are united in and through holy love. The eternal plan is to transfigure the heart of the world through this alliance. This humble ministry of holy love means more to me than the sanctimonious groups who pride themselves on what they believe, or than those who pay me lip service but do not give me their hearts. Believe in what I am telling you today. I have, with great love and concern, poured out my heart here today. Some will readily believe, others will not. Hearing my messages to the world carries with it the responsibility to believe and act accordingly. Not to do so wounds my heart. Pray for unbelievers. Disbelief does not change the truth. Some of those here today will recover from their illnesses. Others will not. But all will be given the grace to accept their crosses. Certain situations will be resolved peacefully, which heretofore have been very difficult and taxing. I thank everyone for coming today and for listening to my words and reacting positively to them. I'm extending to you today my patriarchal blessing, which carries with it the gift of discernment from good and evil. Therefore, it helps souls to discern what they need to overcome in their own hearts. A note is given to read Romans chapter 2, verse 13. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.